from KQED.
Less than a year after the state's biggest school district was engulfed in a sexual misconduct scandal at Miramonte Elementary, LA Unified says it's addressed the issues raised by a state audit released yesterday. The audit took a broad look at the way LA handled recent sex abuse claims involving students and found that in 144 instances, it took a year or more to inform state authorities as required by law. KPCC's Tammy Abdullah has more.
Superintendent John Daisy says the district has already improved its oversight after two teachers at Miramonte Elementary School were arrested for lewd acts on children.
The report looks backward at a moment in time. I'm confident that every issue raised has already been addressed in LAUSD.
The district has created a special unit to investigate inappropriate conduct, a 72-hour parent notification policy for some cases, and has lobbied in Sacramento to speed the teacher dismissal process. But Teachers Union President Warren Fletcher says the audit shows that the process would be speedy enough if LA Unified followed it.
There are timelines in the dismissal process that actually create a streamlined system that aren't being met by LAUSD now.
The audit found that there is no central database for tracking employees who aren't credentialed and are accused of abuse. It recommended one be created. Democratic State Assemblyman Ricardo Lara requested the audit and says he will push to ensure all recommendations are fully implemented. For the California Report, I'm Tammy Abdullah in Los Angeles.